24 sur 24, VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 88 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 88 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin fait une interview avec deux professeurs de théologie au sujet de la religion aux États-Unis. Martin is interviewing two professors of theology about religion in the United States. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire des événements qui se passent au présent. Pourquoi le présent? Parce que lorsqu'on décrit un événement ou une action habituelle ou qui se répète, ou bien une action qui est en train de se dérouler, on emploie le présent. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez décrire un événement qui se passe au présent, qui est en train de se dérouler. Martin parle avec deux professeurs de théologie et d'études religieuses. Martin is speaking to two professors of theology and religious studies. Most Americans are Christian. La plupart des Américains sont chrétiens. Christian, chrétien. Many people are Christian. Beaucoup de personnes sont chrétiens. But the country doesn't have a religion. Mais le pays n'a pas de religion. Ou n'a pas qu'une seule religion. Beaucoup de gens sont chrétiens, mais le pays n'a pas qu'une seule religion. À cause de la diversité ethnique des Américains, l'Amérique n'a pas vraiment une seule religion. Écoutons maintenant la conversation de Martin avec les professeurs.
Would you say people in America are religious?
I would say yes. Would you agree, Glenda?
Definitely, I agree. But I have to define religious.
I was going to ask, what do you mean religious?
I mean people who are religious. They grow up in families where some religion is practiced. They have a religion. They know something about their religion. They call themselves religious.
Professor Sala, what do you mean, religious?
People who haven't rejected religion. That's the minimum.
That's not much. That's not very religious.
I agree. That's the least religious person.
What's the most religious person?
Someone who practices his or her religion. They believe their religion and they do the right things.
What do you mean, the right things?
The ideas and practices of the religion.
Can you give me some examples?
The ceremonies connected with marriage and birth and death. Different religions have different ceremonies, but a religious person takes part in those ceremonies.
Let's talk about death. What happens to people when they die? In some religions, they are put in the ground. In others, they're burned. In others, they're left in the open air, and so on.
In some religions, death is a very sad time. In others, it's a happy time.
Why is that?
Life and death mean different things in different cultures. In some cultures, life and death are part of the same thing. In some Native American cultures, the past, the present, and the future are all part of the same thing.
Professor Markle, can we see all these differences in America?
Let me give an example. Most Americans practice the Christian religion.
Would you say America is a Christian country?
No, I wouldn't. Many people are Christian, but the country does not have a religion. It doesn't choose a religion. The religion and the country are separate.
Yes, of course. The country does not support any one religion.
One religion may have more numbers, but in this country, any religion can practice its ceremonies.
We were going to look at some examples.
Some religions have important ceremonies at the birth of a baby.
One Native American tribe, the Hopi, put a perfect ear of white corn next to the new baby for 20 days.
Why?
Because corn is so important.
Some people name their children with religious names.
Some people have secret religious names. They use one name that no one knows.
Au cours de ces dernières leçons d'anglais English USA, vous avez appris à donner votre opinion sur un sujet. Lorsqu'on vous pose une question, la plupart du temps, on attend que vous donniez des précisions sur un sujet ou une situation que vous connaissez bien. Écoutez d'abord les questions et les réponses de Martin Lerner. Elles vous serviront ensuite comme exemple.
Would you say people are religious in America?
I would say yes.
What's the most religious person?
Someone who practices his or her religion.
Pourriez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin en donnant des informations sur l'endroit où vous habitez, par exemple? Il vous demandera, Would you say people are religious in your country? Pourriez-vous dire que les gens sont religieux dans votre pays? À vous de répondre. Il vous demandera aussi, Is there more than one religion in your country? Y a-t-il plus d'une religion dans votre pays? Is there more than one religion in your country? Ou bien une autre question. Which religion in your country has the most numbers? Pour simplifier, quelle religion dans votre pays a le plus de membres ou le plus de pratiquants? Allez-y.
Would you say people are religious in your country? Is there more than one religion in your country? Which religion in your country has the most numbers? Where do people go for ceremonies in your religion?
Exerçons-nous un peu. Ce qui se passe dans ce contexte, c'est que on va parler de la religion. Nous allons parler de la religion. La religion, pourquoi? Pour parler au présent, il faut pouvoir parler de quelque chose de stable, quelque chose de fixe, une action habituelle, un aspect de la culture qui ne change pas. C'est pour ça que dans cette leçon, Martin Lerner parle de religion. Il demande, Are people in your country religious? Les gens dans votre pays sont-ils religieux? Sont-ils? Are people in your country religious? People are religious. C'est un fait, donc c'est au présent. Someone who is religious practices his or her religion. Une personne religieuse pratique sa religion. A person who is religious practices his or her religion. Practices, c'est au présent. They believe their religion. Ils croient en leur religion. Ils croient au présent. They believe. They do the right thing. Ils font ce qui est correct. Ils font ce qu'il faut faire dans leur religion, pour leur religion. They do the right thing. Do, they do. Bien sûr, ils parlent de religion et de ce qui se passe dans certaines religions ou certains rituels. Ils parlent de la vie et de la mort. Ce sont aussi des actions intemporelles ou habituelles. Ce sont des choses qui arrivent à tout le monde. Death is a very sad time. La mort est triste. Life and death are part of the same thing. La vie et la mort font partie de la même chose, dit l'un d'entre eux. Life and death are part of the same thing, are au présent encore. Some people name their children with religious names. Il y a des personnes qui donnent des noms religieux à leurs enfants. Some people name their children. To name, name. Religion and country are separate. La religion et le pays sont séparés. Are separate. Many people are Christian. Beaucoup de gens sont chrétiens. Many people are Christian. But the country does not have a religion. Mais le pays, les États-Unis en l'occurrence, n'a pas de religion. But the country does not have a religion. Does not have. Au présent, the country does not have a religion. In this country, any religion can practice its ceremonies. Dans ce pays, n'importe quelle religion peut pratiquer toutes ces cérémonies. Action habituelle. People meet in homes. Les gens se rencontrent dans les foyers. Chez eux. People meet in homes. To meet. People meet. Se rencontrent. I am a Muslim. Je suis musulmane. I am. C'est au présent. We hold our meetings in the community building. Nos réunions se tiennent dans le bâtiment municipal. We hold our meetings in the community buildings. The men meet early in the morning. Les hommes se rencontrent tôt le matin. The women meet in their homes. Et les femmes se rencontrent dans leur foyer. Just heard part one of lesson number 88 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de notre 88e leçon d'English USA. In a few minutes, we'll be back for part two. Dans ce monde de débats continuels, il est presque impossible de rester neutre et de ne pas s'exprimer. In the next lesson, dans la prochaine leçon, vous allez apprendre à exprimer votre opinion. You are going to hear people express their opinions as well. Vous allez aussi entendre d'autres personnes exprimer leur opinion. Et restez donc à l'écoute. Stay with us. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin fait une interview avec deux professeurs de théologie au sujet de religions différentes aux États-Unis. Martin is interviewing two professors of theology about different religions in the United States. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire des événements qui se passent au présent et à exprimer votre opinion. Exprimez vos opinions à propos des caractéristiques différentes de certaines religions. Different religions have different characteristics. Ceci explique peut-être une partie de la diversité des origines culturelles des Américains. Aux États-Unis, on est libre de choisir la religion que l'on veut. In the United States, people have the freedom to practice any religion. Écoutons maintenant la conversation entre Martin et les professeurs.
Professor Marco, how many religions do people in the United States practice?
I don't think anyone knows. Most of the large religions of the world are practiced here.
Many religions with small numbers practice their religion here, too. That's an important thing about the United States. People have the freedom to practice their religion.
Where do they practice? Where do they meet?
Do you mean if they are small?
Yes. I know about churches for Christians and synagogues for Jews and mosques for Muslims.
Many people meet in homes.
In community meeting rooms.
I am a Muslim. Sometimes I go to mosque. But we don't have a mosque in this town. We hold our meetings in the community building. We take our things on Friday and make it a mosque for that day. The men meet early in the morning. The women meet in one of our homes.
On Sunday, some Koreans use the same community building for their church.
I know religion doesn't have to have a building.
That's right. Sometimes the building is a problem.
How is that?
Let's look at Christian churches, for example. Some groups built very large churches in the city long ago. Then, the people moved away from the city. There's no one to go to these big, beautiful churches.
But other people live in the city. Can't they use the churches?
Sometimes they do. But sometimes the neighborhood is a different religion. Maybe the new people in the neighborhood are Hindu or Buddhist or something different.
Do most people want to have a building for their religion?
Yes, I think so.
But not everyone. Native Americans often have their important celebrations outdoors. They want to be close to nature.
It seems religion and culture are almost the same.
They aren't the same, but of course they are very close.
I agree. But people from different cultures may have the same religion. For example, Muslims live in the United States, Saudi Arabia, West Africa, and many other places. They all practice the same religion.
Dans une langue, l'une des choses les plus importantes est probablement d'échanger des idées. Écoutez Martin qui résume quelques aspects de la religion aux États-Unis.
Many of the religions of the world are here. People have freedom to practice their religion. Many small groups meet in homes and other buildings. Some people meet outdoors.
Pourriez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin au sujet des différentes religions dans votre pays? Essayons de répondre à ces questions ensemble.
Are there many religious groups in your country?
Est-ce qu'il y a plusieurs groupes religieux dans votre pays? Vous pouvez répondre yes, there are, ou bien no, there aren't. Allez-y.
Where do small religious groups meet?
Où se rencontrent de petits groupes religieux? Dans les maisons, in homes.
People ever hold meetings outdoors? Did you study religion in schools? Professor Sala, do you teach religion in your classes?
No, I teach about religion. I compare religions. I teach about the larger Western religions.
I teach about the larger Eastern religions.
Are young people interested in religion?
I'm happy to say that many of them are.
That's it for lesson number 88 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 88 d'English USA. Vous savez maintenant un petit peu plus comment exprimer vos opinions, ou du moins sur la religion. Amusez-vous bien en discutant avec vos amis. Et en attendant, in the meantime, have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Vous écoutez VOA Afrique.
Bobby Safa, beatmaker, Davido featuring Arafat, by Naughty, Charlie Tabou, Hippelila, everybody stand up. Naughty, Charlie Tabou, Hippelila, everybody stand up. Check it, check it, check it, check it, check it, check it, hey.
And I take you to somewhere before that you have never gone. Baby, oh yeah, follow me go. I rock you tonight all the way to the morn.
To the morn.
Shout out to all of my ladies. Wanna see you getting very drunk. Oh yeah, make you dance in my dance. All of your friends, they can come down along. Oh yeah, baby, go follow me go. The way that you dance in people, who not not. I'm all about company, I'm busy. You are very naughty. See the way you dey dancing. Fucking me naughty.
dancing big open and not. Mama, I've got cut me a pussy. Bad girl, you are very naughty. See the way you did dancing. Okay, me naughty. David, don't want a party. They make it naughty, naughty. In fact, yeah, good points, I know they for me, yeah. Good boy, just want your body, yeah. Give me, I want to do something, yeah. Do some, change my life, yeah. For better or worse, yeah. For good or for bad, yeah. The girl I want marry, yeah.
Hey, je m'appelle le commandant, ça brasse, je me pose dessus. Tous les buts de voici aujourd'hui à Rafit et David, c'est pour faire plaisir à tous ceux qui sont nos fans. Levez les mains là-bas, hey!
Banoti, Banoti, Arafat et David, Noti, Banoti, tout de l'Afrique, Banoti, Banoti, Badance, Badance, Banoti, 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 eh!
Arafat et DJ, des fois pour un man,
des fois pour un man,
eh! Tu peux passer, moi, le gouverneur, et ça va.
Musique et infos pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
Baby, I go hug you.
La meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles. VOA Afrique.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 섹시 레이디 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 섹시 레이디 옵 해 보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 그런 선어해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 섹시 레이디 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 섹시 레이디 옵 그 위에 나는 놈 baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈 뛰는 놈 그 위에 나는 놈 baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈 You know what I'm saying 오빤 강남 스타일 hey, sexy lady 오빤 강남 스타일 hey, sexy lady 오빤 강남 스타일